Harper Audio presents Critical Decisions: How You and Your Doctor Can Make the Right Medical Choices Together, by Peter A. Ubel, MD. Read by Eric Sinistvedt. Prologue. Who's in Charge? In the old days, Fred Ferrelli wouldn't have been allowed to feel so miserably unsure of his decision. His doctor would have made the decision for him. But now he lay in bed at night, worried and bewildered. The urologist had told him he had early-stage prostate cancer, and the tumor could be cured with either surgery or radiation. Or, and this was hard to fathom, he could do nothing, wait to see if the cancer grows. He contemplated his options. The urologist had laid out a slew of information on what surgery would feel like. But in the aftermath of learning he had cancer, that information was a blur. The urologist had not discussed radiation as thoroughly as surgery. Was this a sign that it wasn't a viable option? As for the third option, he was still perplexed that a cancer could be bad enough to warrant an operation, yet mild enough to address with watchful waiting. Things weren't adding up. So he came to me for advice. I was Mr. Ferrelli's primary care internist, and we had known each other for half a decade. Like all the patients in this book, Ferrelli's name is a pseudonym. I had seen his pathology report, as well as his urologist's assessment of his condition. His cancer was small, and hadn't traveled beyond the prostate gland. Ferrelli was in his early 70s, which meant there was a decent chance his tiny cancer would smolder for years without affecting his health. Hence the option of watchful waiting. With this approach, the urologist would test his blood at regular intervals to see if his cancer was growing fast enough to threaten his health, at which point we would reconsider the risks and benefits of more aggressive approaches. But not everyone is comfortable waiting around while an alien-like presence grows inside him. Watchful waiting feels too passive for some men. Some urologists have even renamed this approach active surveillance to overcome this perception. More aggressive treatments, however, such as surgery and radiation, are not benign little procedures. The vast majority of men receiving these treatments experience impotence and urinary incontinence. In other words, patients recover from these arduous treatments only to discover that they have trouble with erections and need to wear adult diapers. My patient was completely torn. He didn't like the idea of going through a painful treatment, nor of suffering from treatment complications. But he wasn't crazy about doing nothing either, as he put it to me. That's the reason he asked for my advice. It's also the reason I wrote this book, to lay out the dilemma I faced that day, whether I should give him advice or leave him to make up his own mind. I took care of Mr. Ferrelli in the mid to late 1990s, 2 decades into the patient empowerment revolution. Prior to the revolution, medical decisions weren't shared affairs. Doctors made decisions, and patients largely obeyed. Indeed, physicians had dominated medical decision-making for the better part of 2 millennia, from the time of Hippocrates, through the dawn of medical science in the 20th century, straight up until the mid-1970s, when the traditions of medical decision-making ran head-on into patients and lawyers and a new breed of people called ethicists, who demanded that doctors involve patients more actively in their decisions. I was quite aware of the revolution as I cared for Mr. Ferrelli. At the time, you see, I was an assistant professor of medicine at the University of Pennsylvania and one of the founding faculty members of that school's Center for Bioethics. A philosophy major as an undergrad, I had studied bioethics at the University of Chicago after completing my medical training. I'm not spouting off my CV to impress you, but to explain where I was coming from on that day. I was a new breed of physician. Swept up by the moral momentum of the revolution, I was determined to be the kind of doctor who didn't boss around his patients. I wouldn't tell patients what to do. I'd help patients make their own decisions.